initiated the pursuit of the burglary suspect last Friday. So everybody's name is on the press release and spelled right, so you'll have that in their titles. So.
And if they could just do that again on camera.
Okay.
As we start.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody here today. My name is David Haley. I'm a captain here at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department and Criminal Investigations Division. In brief, I'd like to report that more than $25,000 worth of stolen weapons, jewelry, and antiques have been recovered in the last few days stemming from an arrest of a burglary suspect. The suspect is identified as Keith Churchill, 31 years of age, of Pecan Ridge Drive in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. On Friday, September 21st, around noontime in Wilson County, a Wilson County deputy, Justin Smith, spotted the suspect vehicle. A pursuit ensued, which involved Lieutenant Kenneth Baird of the ACE, which is our active crime enforcement division. Mr. Churchill crashed on Couchville Pike at Weekly Lane. Items in the vehicle linked him to a burglary that had just occurred. This led to other property, linking Mr. Churchill to several recent burglaries in Wilson, Rutherford, and Murfreesboro City. In total, 13 burglaries have been linked to the suspect, with more pending. Some of the burglaries occurred as far back as June of this year. We have unclaimed property that we hope we will return to the rightful owners. Our investigators have been working for several weeks in conjunction with Wilson County Sheriff's Department regarding multiple burglaries spanning several counties over several months. This was a joint effort in which leads were developed and agencies worked together, and for that we're all thankful. Case detectives Jim Trammell and Steve Brown are present for questions. Our PIO, Lisa Marchesoni, can assist with press packets, and viewing of unclaimed property will be allowed. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Come on, Steve. Ted Barrett.
If I can, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, we started having numerous burglaries in our area. It was down around the 231 county line area. Wilson County had actually received photographs. There was a homeowner who had been burglarized that had actually had video cameras up. They had pictures of the suspect. We had been looking for this suspect for the last 2 weeks. All of our agencies, Wilson County and Rutherford County, had both been involved in locating this person. Last Friday, he had broken into another house in Wilson County. The deputies were spotted quick enough to where they kind of got in pursuit of the suspect vehicle, at which time he proceeded into our county. Lieutenant Barrett can tell you guys more about the pursuit.
You are?
Detective Trammell.
Observed a vehicle coming inbound on 231 North toward Murfreesboro. The vehicle turned into a church parking lot, at which time I made contact and observed the suspect and suspect vehicle. We then turned around and returned inbound on 231 North toward Murfreesboro, which a Wilson County unit was also there. We spoke on the road. Both of us believed to be the suspect of the burglaries and attempted a traffic stop on Jefferson Pike headed towards Smyrna. At that time, the vehicle failed to stop. During the pursuit through Sharp Springs Rec area, walking trails, back out on Weekly Lane, we eventually got the vehicle stopped on Couchville Pike after making contact with another vehicle at the intersection.
This is Detective Steve Brown. He's one of the case agents also.
My role in this case, I work the Smyrna end of the county. I'd been getting plagued with 2 to 3 burglaries a week, sometimes more. Mr. Churchill at first was not identified as one of my suspects until obviously, Kenneth Barrett and Jim Trammell got the lead of who the actual suspect was. Burglars typical just work a certain area. They don't branch out. Well, this burglar went from Wilson County to 231 all the way over to Blackman, Manson Pike, Franklin Road, 96 Highway area. So in my area that I work alone, I know I've cleared 5 burglaries with Mr. Churchill with some of the property being returned, not all of the property, but that was my role in this case.
And just talk a little bit about the public's assistance in this.
picture was all the difference.
What really keyed this investigation off and on identifying the suspect was one of the homeowners in Wilson County had digital video surveillance on his home. That's becoming more popular the cheaper it is out on the general market now. But with the video surveillance that was captured from his house, we were able to put out a BOLO, be on the lookout for, to several counties throughout Middle Tennessee area. We had a good vehicle description. We had a good suspect description. I think we even put it out in the media initially, and we got no hits on it. It wasn't until this burglary in Wilson County on this day that the suspect vehicle was identified as it was passing, I believe, the ACE team and Wilson County deputies.
Were you looking more for a car or the individual?
We were specifically looking more for a car initially because that's how people get to and from burglaries. They use transportation, vehicles, motorcycles, so on and so forth. So initially they were looking for the silver four-door, I believe it was a Pontiac Grand Prix, and obviously looking for a white male driver that matched the description we had on video.
Do you know the address of Wilson County or the area of Wilson County?
The area was...
It was on ours, Holly Springs Road, that area, 231. And then with my burglaries on Holly Springs Road, basically what happened is when Wilson County contacted me and said they had video just right over the county line, assumptions were it was the same person that was doing my burglaries. So that's why we did such the BOLO on it and why we started looking for the vehicle. And we didn't put everything together until we wound up doing a search of the suspect's home, and we recovered lots of property. We brought it back here. I started contacting agencies, other detectives, started realizing that a lot of the property, and we had a I only suspected him in like two or three. I had no idea it was going to snowball into the amount that it snowballed in. It could still be Williamson County. We could still have more in Wilson County. We could have some in Cannon County. One thing unique about this person is that he actually used gloves. He used surgical gloves when he broke into a house. And it seemed like his method of entry would be he would knock on the back door, knock on the front door. If nobody answered, he'd go around the back. He'd bust out a piece of glass, and then he would make entry, unlock the door. He wasn't in the house, no time. There was a couple of attempted houses that he actually didn't get into the house.
Can anybody talk about the status of the suspect right now?
The status is he is incarcerated as of right now, and he is pending charges. He has a hold placed on him by Wilson County, and there will be more charges placed by me and Detective Brown in the future.
Generally, what happens on a massive investigation like this, on a massive property recovery, is we get in, you know, a lot of property. We lay it all out, and we have detectives that have active burglary cases that they're working come and match up what the victims have reported stolen to what we see in our evidence room. That's what took place here. We always want to get out to the public. Serial numbers are key for us helping the public recover their property. If you don't have a serial number on your iPod, your iPad, your Nook, whatever, we don't know it's yours. It all looks the same. Having done these cases before, we always stress serial number, serial number, serial number. Your Vizio 42-inch flat screen looks exactly like mine. And jewelry, take pictures of jewelry. Do an inventory of your home. Know what you got. Take pictures of it. That always aids us in recovering property faster to who it belongs to. Again, I mentioned video surveillance earlier. On eBay now, you can get on and buy a home system as little as $500 on up to as expensive as you want to pay. Has night vision capabilities. That was the key to this case. This homeowner had video. That's how we caught him.
Talk a little bit how many different homes you think.
How many different homes?
We're suspecting between Wilson County, Rutherford County, and possibly even Williamson County, I think 25 to 30 homes. I know in Rutherford County, we probably have about 10 homes that we know for sure that this suspect has broken into.
So we got 13 confirmed at this point. And he was very unique. He took antiques. He took jewelry. There was really no rhyme or reason for why he took some of the things he took, but it's obvious from a lot of the victims that we have had recover, the little property that they have recovered, there he had to have had another person who he was selling stuff to
who actually...
Is this the way he was supporting himself?
Yes.
He took pictures off walls, oil paintings, and went home and told his wife, here's some pictures for you. And they put, and we've recovered pictures off of his wall, literally. Knife, kitchen sets. I know I have a knife set. You know, he was furnishing his home with a lot of these burglaries.
History?
I'm not clear of his history, Jim.
He didn't have much of a history. He did have some active warrants on him at the time we arrested him.
In terms of the pursuit, how fast was he going? Did he just refuse to stop? Did you line him up to the podium?
The car chased. Top speed was 73 miles per hour, and. Like I said, we went through the Sharp Springs wreck area, which is a park for subject people to walk and ride bikes. And then we came out into a subdivision off of Weekly Lane. Most of the speeds range between 55 and 65 mile an hour, I would say average speeds.
Any charges on that?
Yes, sir. I've charged him with felony evading and resisting arrest.
You said that he crashed? You captured him after he crashed his vehicle?
Yes, sir. At the intersection of Weekly and Couchville Pike, he made contact with another vehicle and continued approximately an eighth of a mile before his vehicle disabled, where he was taken into custody.
And this was a civilian vehicle that he made contact with?
Yes, sir.
Anyone injured there?
I think a female was transported for minor injuries.
If you would, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the property, if any of y'all are interested in that, and we'll wrap it up at this time. Some of the case is still ongoing at this point, so let us handle that in. So hopefully we'll have more. So.
We're still actively pursuing other leads.
Let's go look at the property, though.
Is the supplier being charged for anything?
We're still looking into it.
And just to say, gentlemen, let's get a wide shot with everybody's name so we can make sure we match the faces with the names. You start left.
Jim Trammell, Detective Jim Trammell. Detective David Haley.
Detective Steve Brown.
Lieutenant Cuthbert.
Captain David Haley.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
Get your case, you know, there.
What?
Get your case, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'll get a can. I don't want to snag it.
Oh, it's all right.
Could have done the whole thing.